Welcome you to Season 2, Episode 8, Rescue at Midnight.
Parental discretion is advised.
So that was one hell of a meeting, eh, Stapleton? I mean, teaming up with Dr. Samuels. We all know that it was one of his people that destroyed Malibu. Hell, I was thinking about moving there after retirement.
Yeah, I know it's a crazy idea, but we do need to do something about this thing. It's basically brought the country to a standstill. It's gotta go. So, team up, get rid of it, then the Serpent's Kiss.
Ah, the Serpent's Kiss.
General?
Yes, Sergeant?
Good news. The NEM has arrived here, and the President wants a demonstration in 10 minutes.
Well, get on that and set it up. I'll round everyone up. It's a 10-minute ride on the helicopter to the testing center. Let's get moving.
So, who do you have going after the President's daughter?
I'll tell you on the way. Hell, you might know one of them.
Caliber, one old-time 50, three AR-15s, and five different shotguns. And a minigun. Got to fire that thing one day. And let's not forget flamethrower.
Hey, Dee! What you doing over here?
Oh, getting us prepared for what lies ahead. So, how about taking a shotgun?
Nope. The mini-sass is my girl. I call dibs.
That's all fine and good, but you won't be taking that into a fight. It's way too big for that. This is meant for suppression. So a shotgun it is. But when it's time for you to use this thing, I'll let you know.
Well, okay then. So what are those?
Those what? Oh, well, may God bless Mike's soul for grabbing those. My dear, those are phosphorus rounds with shotguns. Hey, our odds just got better.
Well, all right. Having a shotgun sounds like it's going to be cool as fuck. Hey, speaking of hot things, maybe you should go and have a talk with Patty. She's a little hot over this decision. Les is not making many progresses.
Yeah, sure. Wait.
Hey, Frank! Rick! Could you two come over here?
Hey, you two! What's up?
Yeah, I'm gonna need you two to show the girls how to load the shotguns. But use these.
Alright, phosphorus rounds.
Okay, what's so special?
You like fireworks?
Well, hell yeah. Doesn't everybody?
Well, you're gonna love these.
Okay, then. I'm going to send Leslie and Elise over. I need to talk to Patty for a minute.
You got this. You asshole.
Hey, Leslie. Elise. Could you give us two a minute?
Yep, all yours.
What the hell is wrong with you? Are you trying to get us all killed? It's not like you're in your 20s, you know. In fact, we're all pretty old here. And now, we're all going back to the military. And for what, huh? Are you trying to revisit your glory days? You know they're gone, right?
All right, stop. Look, we're not doing this for security. It's not like the world's going to get better tomorrow. And that flying bitch who has a hard-on for us for some unknown strange reason, she was going to feed us to her shark, for God's sakes. Now, you've seen what she can do and pretty much find us anywhere, so being on a base surrounded by troops is about the safest place I can think of.
And what about Cliff's place? It's defendable, and we won't be on a base.
What if we can't take back the farm? What if someone got there before us, and now they have the high ground and will see us coming? Look, I need you ready to go. We have to do this, and hopefully quickly. We might be facing some type of dimensional, so this is life or death.
I know. You don't have to tell me.
Okay, then. Let's go rejoin the others. Go rescue Miss Vapperman. Then we can revisit this.
You can count on that.
So, Rick, what's the deal with the mace there?
Oh, Betty Sue, yeah. Well, I was a blacksmith before becoming a welder, and that was my greatest creation. Here, take a closer look at it.
Oh, this feels great. Nice and balanced. Oh, what do you have going on here? Are these veins Damascus stone? How'd you do this? Amazing work there, Rick. In the Lord we trust. Are you a religious man?
Yeah. Well, aren't we all at this time?
True.
Butcher, have you news?
No, Lord Ingus.
And Katilla?
She'll be questioning the two from outside the city at sundown.
Don't let her fail, Butcher.
Lord Ingus.
Do I have a spy? Nasty lapdog of my father? Well, anything you want to share, Butcher, or has my father pulled your chain? I see then. Remember, you're here with me, Butcher.
Please.
Lieutenant Cobb. Lieutenant Cobb, wake up. Wake up. Come on.
Ouch. What? Why did you kick me?
Well, you know, I've only been trying to wake you up for the past 5 minutes now.
Okay, I'm up. What in the hell do they have us bonded with? And where the hell are we?
That's a good question. I've been trying to answer that for days.
Oh my God. What the hell?
Yes. Human, no need to struggle. The Tendril are a nasty creature. The first night Butcher and I were trapped in this space between our world and yours, we too were trapped by them. But I was able to reach out to them with my thoughts. Well, that tingle you feel, that's the deal we made.
You look nothing like the others.
Others? What others?
Dimensionals that are here in our world now.
Lieutenant, are you alright?
I feel so tired.
Ah, and that's the deal. The Tendril feed upon your life force for some strange reason. Don't worry. It doesn't kill. I do that.
I feel so much better.
So why not just kill us now and get it over with?
No, human. There is a method to madness. I need you as vessels for the rest of my kind to cross over. And unfortunately, that is at a certain time. At Darkfall.
Darkfall?
She must mean at night. So why us?
As I said, vessels, unlike the Butcher and I, can't cross over without an exchange, we'll say. So, till the time comes for you to cross over, the Tendrils will suck the life from you.
Someone will come looking for us.
I hope so. And don't worry, my world is beautiful. Beautifully painful.
thank you all for getting here to the test center under such urgent circumstances, but time is of the essence. So we have Dr. Gable from MIT, and with her she has brought 20 NEM rifles. If this demonstration goes as expected, then 10 will go with General Stapleton, and 10 will go with Admiral Colden. So, gentlemen, I give you Dr. Gable.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you for this opportunity. Gentlemen, the Nitrokinetic Energy Modulator, or the NEM for short, this is next generation firearm. Sergeant, can you assist me here? Now, what we have done is reversed a microwave concept, and what we've come up with is a medium to heavy rifle. The NEM is an energy weapon and requires a battery, which gives you the rifle 48 hours of use. To recharge, just set the rifle back into its cradle. Recharging takes about 12 hours for a full charge, but the rifles do not need to be fully charged to be used. Now, all you have to do to prep the rifle for battle is remove it from its cradle. Sergeant, would you please demonstrate? Now, by a quick glance over the rifle, its two pieces and self-cleaning, it has an onboard software that sends and receives data for future updates, like faster reloading and range. As of now, the NEM fires three projectiles, 2,500 feet per second, with a total range of 300 yards. Ordnance is created by the rifle and is replenished between 1 to 2.5 minutes. Times will improve through software updates. At the base of the rifle is the charging port with a closing door that only opens once in contact with the charging station. Now for what we've all been waiting for. Sergeant, on the right side of the rifle is a lever. Pull it back for me.
No problem. That's nice.
Now the rifle is active and ready to fire its first volley of projectiles. Once the bolt is engaged, it will only disengage once replaced on the cradle. The rifle fires like any other rifle. With a trigger once pulled, the ordnance is set to target, and once penetration of said target is made, then the ordnance sets off a small explosion of nitrogen. Sergeant, the honor is all yours.
I have no words now.
And that concludes our demonstration.
Well, I'm impressed.
So am I. Serpent's kiss.
Indeed.
That chicken shack was the bomb. I've never had chicken so good.
I see you worked up an appetite. Are you feeling okay? Come here. Let me feel your head.
Mom, will you stop embarrassing me? Everybody can hear you, and I'm not sick, just hungry. Oh, hey, little Sammy is up, too.
Hey. Y'all hear that? I bet that bird is linked to him.
Well, folks, we have arrived. Welcome to Town Mill.
You're home now.
Frank, you should go ahead and give the general a call and let him know we made it. And we need to know what was their last location.
And we're a bit early.
Yeah, even better.
Maybe. Let's pull over here so I can make the call.
Mom? Rick? What's going on?
Oh, that's right. You were asleep. It's a long story, but we have to go check up on Mrs. Vapperman. You remember her from the highway, right? Well, it seems like she might be in a little bit of trouble, so we're gonna go see if we can help.
Understood. Okay, so we're off to Moss Tree B&B. Stapleton says they rented some rooms there.
Well, at least we may get a good night's sleep.
Yep, I don't think that's going to happen.
Onward then.
America, Vivian Hayward here for Channel 3 News, and this is the evening news. Well, folks, we still have not heard from Anna Vapperman in Town Mill, Georgia. We're still holding out hope for Anna. But as of now, we shall continue with what is going on around the world. First up, the White House has issued a statement that President Price will be addressing the nation tomorrow on the return to Florida. But from what we are told, not all counties will be open for return. The president will also speak on to what is happening in the rest of the world. The U.S. Navy has issued a caution to would-be boaters to stay close to shore. Deep waters have been declared off limits, so please stay out of the water for now, if possible. Reports of dangerous creatures that can destroy small vessels without warning. New news on the devil in the Midwest has destroyed another city. Rumor has it some type of action against this thing are in the works by the government. Just a second, folks. Is this for real? Sorry about that, folks. But when we return, we are going to go live to our affiliate in Cleveland, Ohio, with Brad Clifton reporting where a battle rages between the gangs and the people of Lincus Safe Zone and law enforcement. This is Vivian Haywood for Channel 3 News. We'll be back in a bit.
Oh my God, must we watch anymore? Of all the reporters to kidnap, I understand and all about wanting to aim high, but for God's sakes, can't you see what she's doing?
And what's that, girl?
Changing my format! Hello?
I have to get you out of here.
No. Can't you see what you've done?
Yes, I can. Curly, I have an idea.
Hey, this is Frank. Thank you for listening to Adventures in George School. For other great stuff from us, visit us at adventuresings.com and like us on Facebook and join our discussion as a member of Friends of George School Facebook group.
Vivian Haywood with you, and as promised, we are going to take you live to Cleveland, Ohio, with Brad Clifton, who is hunkered down just outside the gunfire, we're told. Brad?
Thank you, Vivian. Brad Clifton for Channel 12 News out of Cleveland, Ohio, reporting to you just three streets out from the action, where a fierce battle rages on between law enforcement and the people of the safe zone Lincus against the five major gangs of Cleveland, including what's left of the Mafia and cartels, all being led by one single woman from the Vixens Department. And Vivian, as you can hear, the battle is hot and heavy.
Brad, do you know why the gangs are attacking the safe zone?
Well, yes. We did get a chance to talk to one resident of the city before they left due to the gunfire. They say Lincus is a farce, a lie, and if you don't meet a certain criteria, so to speak, then you don't get in. But the real outrage is that representatives of Lincus and law enforcement raided and commandeered all essential supplies, including grocery stores, convenience stores, basically anything you can think of, and brought it behind the walls of Lincus. Vivian, even supplies coming into the city have been routed to Link is totally cutting the rest of the markets off. Now things are getting dire. Jesus! Just another shot. Hopefully.
Goodness. Sounds like things are intensifying. Are you in a safe spot?
Yes. For the most part, Vivian. I can hear the bullets whizzing by me one after another on both sides. That's how close I'm getting. Oh my god! There was just an explosion just behind me. Oh, please tell me you got that. Oh my god, there was just another explosion. It seems that Link is firing some type of rocket. Oh, Jesus, it's wrong!
I'm sorry, but our connection was terminated for the time being. I'm sorry, I need a minute. Cut to commercial or something.
And that right there is what separates the gin from the vodka. I would never have asked for a minute. You go on with the news no matter what happens.
Oh, Charlie.
Welcome back, folks, to Channel 3 News. I'm your host, Vivian Hayward. Sorry for that interruption, but we did lose cameraman Carl Weatherman. By reports, taken down by a stray bullet. Our prayers to his family. But anchor Brad Clifton was unharmed. Still no news on Anna Vapperman and cameraman Leon. In other news, Wall Street is closing due to no trading going on. And now the banks has stopped giving loans. The future of loan repayments looks bleak, and it would be in bad faith for the banks to keep making loans at this time, said one spokesman for A&E Financial. And this concludes this evening's news. I'm Vivian Hayward for Channel 3 News, now the hub of all news.
Okay, time to go. So one more time. You do know what you have to say, right?
Yes, yes, yes. I got it. In 4 days, meet in the Gulf of Texas. Hey, you don't think you could do the fire thing on Vivian? Possibly, well, I mean...
Charlie, please. Well, maybe...
Just look at this place.
Wow. Now this is Southern living.
And there's the station's van.
Great. This might be easier than I expected.
Don't count your roosters before they're hatched.
Hey, little Sammy can hear you.
It was just a joke. And who do we have here?
This must be the owner.
Okay, I'm going to say it. It feels weird here, for some reason.
I was about to say the same thing.
Well, welcome to Moss Tree's Bed and Breakfast. I'm Jasper, your host.
What an amazing place you have here, Jasper.
Why, thank you. The house has been in my family for years, and now my wife Janice and I run it as a B&B.
Oh, I would love to meet her. Is she here?
Unfortunately, no. We also run a store in town we own. She won't be back till after 6 when we close.
I'm sorry to cut you off, Jasper, but we're here for Anna Vapperman. Then we must go.
Anna. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Her and the lieutenant are not here. They went into town this morning before breakfast of grits, eggs, sausage links and patties, biscuits and toast, and oh, my personal favorite, homemade head cheese.
Yeah, I'd pass on that. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm with her. Anyway, how about Leon? Where is he?
Aren't you the rude one? Well, but I don't recall a Leon.
He was the third person with Miss Vapperman.
Maybe he's out in the gardens. They are quite beautiful. Please don't go without seeing him. I have to inform you that all persons on property must have a room. And it is after 5:30 now.
Can't argue with that. Everyone good?
I got it.
Okay, do you have 4 rooms available?
Why, yes I do, little lady. And it will be 75 per room for the night.
Okay, to the register.
Sammy, come back!
Don't worry. Isabella won't hurt him. But Janelle, on the other hand, may pluck him for dinner by mistake. But not tonight. Dinner is at 7.
Dinner?
Yes, Janelle makes a feast for the guest every night. Tonight, it's rack of lamb.
Now I can go for that. No head cheese, right?
Never for dinner.
Okay, then. Hey, Dee, why don't you and I ride into town and see if we can find the lieutenant? And Sam and Broderick will stay here with the girls at the B&B.
Nah, take Broderick. I'll hang here with the girls. Remember?
Dee, enough with the black thing.
Oh, no. Town Mill is not like that. We have a couple of Negro families here.
Whoa, what? Patty, it's okay. Look where we are.
Dee, why don't you stay here with the girls, and Broderick and I will go check out the town.
Yeah, do that, and we'll get settled in, and wait for you to get back.
Great. Well, let's get y'all checked in. Janice will be home in a bit, and she will have a baby calf if I don't get you all settled in. Then, after, you'll have a little time before dinner to roam around the grounds.
Great. We need to find little Sammy.
Patty, you got this?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, Sam. Let's go find little Sammy.
Just be careful, Sam.
Don't worry. I got him.
Mom. Hey, can I call you Dee?
Jasper, Janelle, I'm home.
Hey, there you are. And how's my lovely wife? Was it a good day at the store?
Why, yes it was, hon. We are almost there. So how was your day?
We have new guests. They're on the back porch sipping on Janelle's lemonade, waiting for Anna and the lieutenant to return.
Oh, Anna's still here? Don't really care too much for the son of a bitch she's with, I tell ya. I'll never understand it. I'd rather be tarred and dragged through the dirt and pebbles.
Ouch! A little overboard, don't you think? Hey, dinner's at 7, so why don't you go get freshened up, and we can relax with our guest a bit before dinner.
Now, that sounds good to me. I'll tell you what, I'll do that and meet you all on the porch, and you better have a glass of that lemonade ready for me.
I can definitely do that.
Hey, Jasper, is that a grandfather clock I hear back there?
Yes, it's been here since the Civil War. And every year, it gets service so it can keep on running.
Well, howdy, y'all. Wow, we got a crowd tonight. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm Janice.
I'm Yvonne, Patty, Leslie, and Elise.
Oh, hon, let me stop you right there. Way too many names to remember all at once. So where are y'all from?
Daytona Beach, Florida.
Oh, you're just around the corner.
Why, yes, indeed. Hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah, we would all like to come back here after all this craziness blows over, or settles down somewhat.
Oh? What's that? What's going on? We've heard nothing. You, Jasper?
Can't say that I recall anything special happening.
Wow, that's crazy. The whole world shook for like 20 seconds, and now there's new creatures running around causing all kinds of trouble. We've even been chased and almost eaten by a few.
That sounds amazing. That sounds like something. But we don't watch TV here, and we do turn in early. You know, early bird and all you know.
Wow, y'all had an ordeal, sounds to me. Well, you all can stay as long as you need to and rest. You're home now. Goodness, is this someone pulling up?
Yeah, that would be our other two friends. They went to look for Miss Bapperman.
It's okay. Don't get up. I'll go and see him in.
I forgot a bag in the truck, and the boys took off with it.
You know what, Mom? I'll go, too. I can check on Sammy now that he's back in his cage.
Jennings, tell me you got some good news for me. You found Anna and everything's hunky-dory, and you're headed back as we speak.
Huh. Sure wish I could say that. That's a big negatory on the whereabouts of Miss Vaporman. We searched the town up and down. There's no sign of the three.
Well, keep looking. Under rocks if you have to. Jennings, you need to find her.
Will do.
Ma'am, that was an incredible dinner.
Why, thank you, but I don't do the cooking, thank the Lord. But I'll be sure to pass that along to Janelle in the morning when she returns.
Penny for your thoughts. Hey, Frank.
Huh. You know, Dee, this is very strange. There is no sign of them, but their stuff is still here. And Jasper said that Anna and the lieutenant went into town together. Okay, then. Where the hell is Leon?
Right. Hey, Jasper. Anyone ever get lost in that maze out there?
Sometimes, but people...
Her voice is in the air.
Don't stay lost for long. I think sometimes people just want to have some alone time.
Well, did they say of anything special they wanted to see?
Nope. The only thing special here is the garden and the maze. Why, even the townsfolk will come and spend hours out there.
Well, what do you think?
It's a possibility, but this late the sun is almost down. One more question. Did she talk about the story she was doing in your town?
Why, goodness, why would she be doing a story on our town? I bet it's one of those shaming ones where we're all a bunch of stupid hicks. Fear her name. And we're all married to our cousins. You sure are asking a lot of questions. You know, you remind me of that deadbeat son of a bitch son of mine.
Oh, I meant no disrespect.
Calm down. Not now. At least not in front of the guest.
I'm sorry. You know, I could use some more lemonade. Oh, and Janelle did bake some pies for us. Dye and ice cream, anyone?
You know, I've been waiting for the guys to say something.
Yes. Those certain phrases they've been saying.
Just a little cuckoo.
No, it's something more. And I'm going to take this opportunity to go to the little boy's room. I'll be right back.
So, guess you two want to go check out the maze? See if they're in there?
There goes that clock again. It's 8.
So, like I was saying...
I'll get it! This could be them.
Oh, hello.
Holy shit!
Are you all right?
Janice go back with the lemonade? Are you sure you could use it right about now?
Hey!
Wrap it up! Time to go! Now!
That door's not gonna hold them for long! Anyone have a plan?
Yeah, as soon as Rick gets back off the porch, we go. We can't fight these minion-type things here.
Minion?
Okay. We're back.
D!
Making a door now!
Damn, he's crazy! Okay, Sam, follow him. Move your ass!
Let's get the fuck out of here!
Right behind you!
They're breaking through! Roger, go ahead and go! I'll be right behind you! Don't stop!
Whoa!
Ugh. Everyone okay?
Here they come!
Where's Daryl?
Start
this
heading for the maze.
Fucked up.
He'll catch up.
He'll catch up? What?
Trust me. Here he comes now.
Damn. There's a lot of those motherfuckers coming.
How does it look on the other side?
When I said I meant a lot, I meant a lot.
Okay, girls, get your shotguns. Rick, your rig.
Places to hang out in town. You picked this one.
Good to see you too.
Great, rescue. And they brought guns.
Yeah, and too much talking is going on.
Yeah, that's not good.
Sorry, your world's weapons won't work here, but mine does.
Look out for the tendrils. Don't let them get you.
I wasn't talking about them. The light is on, and now I can...
Okay, what the hell is happening?
Deke, we'll handle the bitch. Get to Anna and the lieutenant.
They look like totem poles, but different.
It's gonna take more than some rotating totem pole to scare us.
Scared now?
Helping.
Okay, let's see if we can't cut you down.
Yeah, buddy. Over your right shoulder, you have a cross between a dog and I don't know what to stare at you.
I'm going to run now.
Hey, thanks.
Great. What are we going to do now?
First, I'm going to cut myself.
Get back! These things got me! They got me!
Oh my god! Damn!
God damn it!
Help! Someone's going to do something. Now's a good time as any. Daryl! Oh, never mind.
Mom! Damn! Rick!
Mom! Rick!
Rick! Help him!
What have you done, you? Move! Stay away! Stay away! Stay away!
I think it's over.
What the hell just happened?
Holy shit! We're back in the maze.
I know.
Oh god! Oh dear god.
Damn it.
Oh my god.
Hey, I'm sorry, man, but we have to go.
Yeah. I know.
Was it worth it?
Adventures in George School would like to thank the following in making this episode a success. The creators at SoundLead.com, the band Crash Rocket, all of the actors, we thank you.
that's crazy. The whole world shook for like 20 seconds, and now there's new creatures running around chasing... Oh, wait. Sorry, I read that wrong. Start over. Causing, not chasing.
Are you sure?
Yeah, causing all kinds of trouble.
That's what it says, right?
Huh?
Is that what it says?
Yeah, it says running around causing all kinds of trouble. We'd even been chased. I got chased and caused. Causing and chased.
Thank you very much.
Take two.
And now, we're all going back to the military. And for what? Huh? Are you trying to relive... Oh my god, why am I having an issue with that?
Thank you, Vivian. Brad Clifton for Channel 12 News out of Cleveland, Ohio, reporting to you just three streets down from the action, where a fierce battle rages between law enforcement and the people of the safe zone Linkus against the five major gangs of Cleveland, including what's left of the mafia and cartels, all being led by one single woman from the Vixens de la Muerte. And Vivian, as you can see, that battle is... Mess that up. Thank you, Vivian. Brad Clifton for Channel 12 News out of
what
Cleveland, Ohio.
What the hell is wrong with you? Are you trying to get us all killed? What are you doing?
And welcome back, America.
Not in your 20s.
Vivian Hayward with you, and as promised, we are going to take you live to Cleveland, Ohio, with Brad Clifton, who is hunkered down just outside the gun...
And that's what separates the gin from the vodka. I've never asked for a minute. You go one with the news no matter what happens.
Okay, time to go home. You...
As of now, the NEM fires three projectiles 2,500 feet per second with a total range of 300 yards. Ordnance is created by the rifle and is replenished between 1 to 2.5 times will improve the software updates. I missed through. Shut up. Don't laugh at me. Leave me alone.
Yes, we did get a chance to talk to one resident of the city before they left due to gun... Yes, we did get a chance to talk to one resident of the city before they left due to the gunfire. They say Linkus is a farce and a lot... Yes.
As of now, the NEM fires three projectiles 2,500 feet per second with a total range of 300 yards. Ordnance is created by the rifle and is replenished between 1 to 2.5 times. Blah, 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 blah. Wah, 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 wah.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah.
I almost had it.
Okay, I'm up. What in the hell? Oh, shit. I yawned and then I lost where I was. My bad. I was actually yawning, but I figured it'd fit anyways.
As of now, the NEM fires three projectiles 2,500 per feet per second with a total range of 300 yards. What did I do?
Wow, you all had an ordeal, sounds to me. Well, you can all stay as long as you need to and rest. You're home now. Goodness.
Oh, this feels great. Nice and balanced.
Oh, what do you have going on here?
What do you have going on here?
And do we... I'm sorry. I didn't say it right.
Are you sure?
It says, and who do we have here? Well, I said the do before the who.
Okay, stop. It's not...
Well, you're going to like these.
Oh, that's love. All right, now you can read it out.
Well, all right. Having the shotgun sounds like it's gonna be cool as fuck. Hey, speaking of hot things, maybe you should go talk...
His wife. Oh shit, you want to redo it?
Wait a minute. Oops. I'm not. Let me read through in just a second.
You got it?
Okay, I got it.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Oh, that's right. You were asleep. It's a long story, but we have to go check up Miss Bath.
Rick, is everything okay out there? Did Janice come back with the lemonade? I'm sure she could use some right about now. Hey.
Oh, no!
Nope, you wanted to come along. Get in the front of the truck and get ready. Hold on. Unscrew that one up.
Yes, human, no need to struggle. The tendril are a nasty creature. The first night, Butcher and I were trapped in this space between our world. I think I messed up.
Now the rifle is active and ready to fire its first volley of projectiles. Once the bolt is engaged, it will only disengage once replaced on the cradle. The rifle fires like any other rifle. Why do I keep doing that?
I don't know.
There's not even a... There's a once behind disengage. What in the fuck? I don't know. I don't know why I keep doing that.